Scripture says, I have sent you as a watchman. God spoke this to Ezekiel. He said, I have sent you in chapter what? 3.
Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel.
Now, where there is the word Israel there, remove it. God can actually make you a watchman over your house. He can set you as a watchman over your family. He can set you as a watchman over your business. He can set you as a watchman over your country. He can set you a watchman over your church. God wants you to watch what's happening in my family, what's happening in my career, what's happening in my business. So God can set you as a watchman. Because if you don't watch, all the times you'll be met with the uncertainties, things which you don't even know how they are coming. You'll be meeting things, complex matters that you don't even understand. How are they coming? One time when I was praying a few years ago, God told me, he said, work on the human gates. There are people in life that matter. And there are people in life that don't. Really, trust you me, there are people who matter and there are people who don't. Imagine the enemy just bringing people around you who don't matter. When you are struggling in life, no one helps. Because these are the people the devil is packaging as friends. All of a sudden, people who love you are broke people. Who, when you are in trouble, they will not help you. Because your gates, your human gates, are controlled not by you, but by the enemy. When the enemy wants to finish you, he puts all your surrounding, people who are below average you. And then he packages them very well. They love you. They check on you. How are you? I'm talking to somebody right here.
Yes.
But when you begin to control your gates, you begin to speak to offer your gates. You say, God, I need divine what? Helpers. I need what? Prophetic midwives. You know what begins to happen? People who begin to appear in your life are important people. Am I speaking to you? In my ministry, I have a lot of human gates that are very important. And some of them are partners. If those partners, financially, they will be down, will not reach out to the world. If I speak a word to those partners, if their finances are moving well, then the ministry will go far. When the devil wants to finish a man of God, what he does, he brings people. They may even have money, but they'll not support you. Just know that you're at a slippery place. I'm telling you. Are you understanding? Trust in me. Get it done. This is why every Thursday I make sure I pray for my partners. I pray for my partners. Every Thursday I bring them together. Even if it's for 5 minutes, they will wait for me. Even if it's midnight, I speak a word. Do you know why? Because they don't even know why I'm praying for them. They are gates. Do you understand? If they become millionaires, if millions also come to the ministry, it's through who? It's through them. Right now, people are watching me, the whole world. Who's sponsoring this program? It's partners. They are guests. So if you just say, I'm a man of God, all they are partners, and you do not understand the principles in the spirit, those people, either they will not support the ministry or they will disappear. Raise up a hand and say, I'll be a get in this ministry.
I'll be a get in this ministry. Yes.
Am I talking to you? So I'll be a get. So you must be very careful. So, in short, what we say is God will set people as watchmen. Now, so God can set you as a watcher, right? And he can set you as a watcher in your family. You're going to be a watcher in the ministry. You can be a watcher in your what? Personal life. You can be a watcher in what? You can be a watcher in what? Workplace, etc. How God will make you to be a watcher? Remember, God will set you as a watcher. What is to be a watcher? In other words, you have questions asking yourself, why is this happening? Is it the first time? Or it happened before? Okay, I gave you all this. I'm going to repeat this teaching. Now you're watching, what's going on with my life? What's happening with my career? Why in my family no one has ever been a millionaire? Why? It can't just happen that you mean your whole generation. Nobody has ever been a billionaire. Nobody. It's like there is a record. When you reach this level, you must never go beyond it. So you must watch. This is watching now. When you stand at the tower and you're watching. So I told you that God uses three places in the Bible. There are three prophetic areas of watching. Number one, we have what we call gates. God will put you at a gate to watch. This is when you begin to watch access, entry points. Gates deals with access. What things in my life are being used as access points of God's spirit or demonic spirit? Okay, I'm struggling financially. What is the gate that the enemy is closing? What is happening? Who's ruling over that gate? Who has access over my money? Something's happening in my marriage. How am I here? Why these problems? There must be access. The enemy has access to you. What way did he use to get into me? That's why we put a gate man or a watcher at your house, at the bank. Now you understand, right? The teaching is making sense. You're going to be a watcher at the bank, which is what? Over your finances. You're going to be a watcher at a family, which is your house. So you can have a guard at the house, a guard over a business, a guard over the bank. Am I talking to you? His main job is to watch. We are going to deal with this as we go, where I'll be dealing with the severance over the gates. Prophetic cameras and creating a prophetic ladder to know how do you see the... Okay. These gates, I'm not talking to you. These gates, God sets up gates in the Bible. We saw scriptures about it. God's talking about gates. We even saw where Jesus was telling Peter that he has given him what? Access over the gates of heaven and over the gates of hell. Another place that God uses to set people to watch, it is what we call wars. These wars, you know, wars like a fence. These wars are set up by God. We'll look upon them. Are set up when God puts you outside a war. It's not to monitor access. It is to monitor compromise. Because when the enemy fails to use the gate, he will go to check at a compromised place he can penetrate. Let me not teach about wars today. Now, are you still there, right? Now, God can also put you and set you at a what? Towers. Watch tower. These are nothing to do with access point. This deals with distant problem coming. This is where we pick that, you know what? There's an attack in our marriage before the attack comes. You can use this to know that this business will collapse even before problem comes. Because a tower, you see the enemy from far. You climb on top of a tower, and when you're on top of there, you see the enemy who's coming from far. So God can set you on a tower. God can set you on a wall. God can set you at the gate. I'm talking to somebody right now. Now, imagine we use these three, all of them at once. You ask yourself a question, which area in my life there is a compromise? Spiritually, economically, in my life, where there is a compromise, where is it that is compromised and the enemy is using that for access? Or which gate in my life is open? Or who is coming from a distant? How can your life be? And I've got answers of the three. How will your prayer be? Am I talking to you? Yes. If you're following, raise up your hands. I'm following. Now, so get this. So when we speak of gates, there are several types of gates, which we said, the first gate we looked at was the gate of what? Time gate. This time gate, it is also known as what? Chronos and the Kairos gate. These are gates through which time is used. Either God will use time to reach into you, or the enemy will use time to slow you down. When you understand it's my time, you are not just understanding it. You got an intelligence in the spirit, and the Holy Ghost communicated to you. Are you understanding? Because the Holy Ghost on this gets works as a camera. Now imagine that he sends the information to you to say it's your time. You even say to yourself, you know what? I feel like this is my time. You are not just saying it is my time. There is an information in the spirit that has been passed to you by the Holy Ghost. In fact, you are using prophetic what? Intelligence. That is your time. Your time gates have opened. Any moment a woman or a man ever said, it's my time, it was indeed their time. But the question must be, did the miracle happen or not? It could either happen or nothing happened at all. Until they thought it was not their time. Yet, it was their time. So what made them to start thinking it's my time? It is because in the spirit, prophetically, the Holy Ghost communicated to them to say that your time gate has opened. Somebody say, my time gate has opened. So when your time gate opens, what happens? At that moment, according to Isaiah 60, verse 11.
Isaiah 60, verse 11. Therefore your gates shall be open continually.
All right.
They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the worth of the Gentiles and their kings in procession.
If you see the scripture, it says, and your gates shall open
continually.
Continually. Day and night, so that men should bring wealth. Now imagine your time that this money must come to you has come. Your gates have opened, yet no one is entering with wealth. This is where we now come at our gates and say, no, 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 no. Anyone stopping access of finances over my life, I repel you. I evict you, because there could be someone standing at your time gate. When your time came for men to bring wealth, no one brought it. When your time came for men to bring contracts, nobody brought it. When your time came for breakthroughs to come, nobody brought it. And you thought it was not your time. No, it was. And tonight, I'm telling you this, that even tomorrow at 3 p.m., the time gate will open and you're going to speak your time to your gates. To say, what is supposed to come at my time?
Yes.
Appear now.
Yes.
Somebody say, appear now.
Appear now.
So when we speak of the time gates, these are gates in the spirits. Gate is the access point. It's not a physical thing, like when I talk about a gate, like a physical thing. No, a gate simply means a place where something can have access. Something can come to you. It's either poverty will use it, or divine prosperity and abundance will use it. Question is, who is using it in your life? Is it divine abundance and prosperity using your time gate, or it is a strange spirit? If it's a strange spirit, cast it out of your gates. Command it to leave. Because at your gate, they're supposed to be what? Opened. And even time is even mentioned. Day and night, they're supposed to open. Somebody says, I'll receive good news at night.
I'll receive good news at night.
I'll receive good news during the day.
I'll receive good news during the day.
I'll receive good news in the morning.
I'll receive good news.
Say, my gates will never be shut.
My gates will never be shut.
So when we speak of time gates, now these are gates. And I told you that on these three gates in the demonic world, there are three demons which are responsible to stop you. And I mentioned them. I said number one is what? The spirit of delay. This spirit has stopped so many people. They have just an unnecessary delay. In fact, everything was done. I'm going to do it until today. It's not being what? Done. You don't even understand what's going on, because what the devil is delaying, is stopping, it's not the project, but the time. This is why years are passing and nothing's happening, because the enemy is controlling what? Time. Some here. Be careful. There are things that are supposed to happen. Don't take it as a norm. Like, you know what? I to happen. God's time is the best. Shut up. Which time are you using? God's time is the best. Who told you it wasn't God's time? Have you noticed? God is in heaven. And he has made us to be watchers. What's happening here? God has nothing to do with it. He says, you be watchers. He says, I have set you a watchman. God isn't saying, I'm going to watch. He says, I have set you. Doesn't God watch? He does. Script even says, if watchmen watches over what? Unless the
unless
Lord,
the Lord
the city,
builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
Exactly. So, why are we having watchmen over the city? Because God wants you to act. That's why Jesus said, don't just watch. Watch and pray. So that you may not enter into temptation. The word temptation there isn't sin. The word temptation there is the word what? Trouble, adversity. That's what it means in Hebrew and in Greek. It means trouble. There are issues you can go through because you didn't watch and you didn't pray. So how do you watch? So you watch your time. What's happening with this? This was supposed to close long time ago. This deal was supposed to be done 2 years ago. Until today, the deal is not closing. What are you dealing with? An enemy at the gate of time, blocking your time. But we command him in the name of Jesus to come out.
Yes.
Somebody shout, come out.
Come out.
So we have got the gate of time. After the gate of time, we dealt with the gate out. Oh, anyway, so I've got the spirit of delay. We also have got what? The demon of stagnation on time. So you find things are stagnant. All these are working against the time. Your career could be stagnant. You finish your school, you can't get a job. And some can't even be promoted. And some can't even get married because the enemy is stopping time. Imagine finding a husband now. After finding a husband, then the doctor says, you know what? You are too old to conceive. I'm telling you, you will conceive in the name of Jesus. We are working and are going to work tirelessly on these gates. Are you still there?
Yes.
And we also spoke about what? Almost. The spirit of almost. Now, that spirit of almost also works on the target. The spirit of almost. I almost got a job. I almost got married. I almost made it. I almost did this. I almost had this. I almost. Almost, or you did it. No, almost. I almost became a billionaire. Hey. So I rebuke almost spirit.
I rebuke almost spirit.
Now, so if you look at this, it is very important to understand it now. So since you now are able to watch, then you're able to understand this concept of faith. Because now you have got a place to use your faith. You now know that, you know what? It's not just to say, I am believing God. You know, I am believing God that I'll get married. No, this time around, it's not just believing God. You have watched that the enemy is working using the gate of what? Time. So what will you do? In the spirit, you will declare over your time. You will say, I'm a gatekeeper of my time. Somebody shout, I'm a gatekeeper. I stand over my time.
I stand over my time.
Whatever was prophesied.
Whatever was prophesied.
That I'll be rich.
That I'll be rich.
In this season.
In this season.
It will not pass by.
It will not pass by.
I will become it.
I will become it.
Whatsoever was said.
Whatsoever was said.
Over God's time.
Over God's time.
Which I believe it's now.
Which I believe it's
let
now.
Let it happen now.
Let it happen now.
I oppose almost.
I oppose almost.
I rebuke delay.
I rebuke delay.
I rebuke stagnation.
I rebuke stagnation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So what do we do here? On this gate, we didn't mention about these things. I think we're in a hurry. On this gate, this is a place, the gate of time. It is a position where we declare what? Divine speed. Am I talking to you? Yes. So I speak speed.
I speak speed.
Over the gates of time.
Over the gates of time.
So here, God puts up the anointing of speed. The anointing of accomplishments, where things are done. You accomplish what you are believing. It is done over these gates. And also known as a place of testimonies. My God. Am I talking to you? When Abraham was praying for a baby, he was not having a child until the gates of time were opened. Angels came to Abraham and opened the gates of time. What did they say? They said, by this time. By this what?
Time.
Someone said time.
Time.
They said, by this what?
Time.
Your wife shall have what? A child. What gate is that?
Time.
What will make him have a child? It's time. By this time, next year, your wife will have a baby. So the baby is being born by what?
Time.
So we see testimonies at the gate of what?
Time.
Accomplishments at the gate of what?
Time.
Am I talking to you?
Yes.
So this is a place where we declare our speed. And I want you to say these words. I stand at the gate of my time.
I stand at the gate of my time.
I confront delay.
I confront delay.
In the name of Jesus.
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 I cast out strongholds.
I cast out strongholds.
Of stagnation.
Of stagnation.
Of almost.
Of almost.
I declare. Prophetic speed.
Prophetic speed.
And accomplishments.
And accomplishments.
I declare. My testimony.
My testimony.
At the gate.
At the gate.
Of my time.
Of my time.
This is how we control gates of time. You speak over them. It's not something we do. This is not a teaching. No, I'm teaching you a reality in the spirit. That's what. Oh my God, I'm trying to talk to somebody, right? So I clear my gates.
I clear my gates.
So, now this, we have spoken about it. Now, the second gate which we spoke about, was what? Was bloodline, right? The second gate was what?
Bloodline.
So, the second one being bloodline. This is very important. So, what is bloodline gate? Now remember, the word gate simply means what?
Access.
Or?
Entry point.
Meaning to say what? Whatsoever is happening around you. The entry point could be what? Your bloodline. I told you this. You need to confront what has been happening in your bloodline, or else it will cause you problems. I gave you an example. Abraham lied that his wife was his sister. And when he lied, when he discovered it was a lie, I'm not talking to you. When he discovered it was a what? Not only that, but it was also selfish. Because the purpose of his lie was for him to live. Not his wife to live. Scripture says what? In verse 13 of Genesis 12. What does scripture say?
The Bible
says, please say you are my sister.
You are my sister. That it may be well with me.
He doesn't say that it may be well with us. You're not getting it. He does not say so that it may be well with us. You are a husband. You are saying that it may be well with me. That's selfish. There was no God in it.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to somebody right here.
He says that it may be well with me. Now, and again, then he continues, and that I may live
because
of you. So I'll put you in trouble so that I can have life. I'm trying to talk to somebody, right? So the genesis of a lie. You are seeing it? The man lies. He says that I may. This is Abraham. He says, you know what? He says, you know, we'll lie that you are my sister so that I may live because of you. And not only that, that it may be well with me. Not with us. Abraham, Abraham. But you know what he does? He understands he made a mistake. In chapter 13, from verse 3, 4, 5, what does he do? He goes back to pray and repent. There he called the name of the Lord because he understood I made a mistake. However, he does not confront the spirit of lying. He leaves it to operate in the family. And what happens? His son Isaac also lies that his wife was the sister. That he may be well with him and that he may live because of his wife. Now, this is a son. The spirit was not confronted by Abraham. It was left moving in the family. It was not also confronted with Isaac. Guess who it went to? To his son Jacob. The word Jacob means trickery or deception. His word. Imagine that the spirit went in a family until it became a name. Am I talking to you? Until it became what? Amen. The word Jacob means trickery or deception. Imagine that the spirit was not confronted. To an extent, it became a name. And not only that, that name Jacob tricked the father. Lied to say, I am Esau. They even killed an animal. Put it on. Said, Daddy, you know me, I have good hair. And the father, because he didn't confront it, he was tricked. The spirit was not confronted. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
Imagine this was poverty moving in the family. Your great-grandfather never confronted it. Your father never confronted it. It's upon you now. If you not confront it, your children will also suffer.
I confront.
It's moving in the blood. Somebody say, whatsoever is having access to me.
Whatsoever is having access to me.
Because of my bloodline.
Because of my bloodline.
I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Now get it. Now understand this. This teaching is very important. Hear this now. So Jacob, he also does not what? Confront it. Only in that spirit to go to his children. 11 of his children took their brother and sold him. And took the jacket of their brother. Killed an animal. Took the blood of the animal. And put on the jacket, the gown of his brother. And took that gown to their father. And said, Dad, oh my God. Judah, his brother, Judah, the son of Jacob. We have bad news. Jacob said, what happened? He said, our brother has been killed by a lion. Do you understand that the father mourned death, cried death of someone who was alive? What a lie. But I don't blame the children. Jacob did not confront the spirit of lies that was moving in generations. What you don't confront in your generation, it will find the next generation. Some of you are poor today, not because you're supposed to be poor, but there is consistency in the family. People are like that. There is a line in the spirit that nobody should become richer than this level. So you work extra hard. You put your ability and your wisdom. You find a business, trust you me, you're wasting your time. You'll find yourself again on zero. Until you confront the spirit. Somebody say, I command you, come out.
I command you, come out.
It's moving in the family. So you see, there are problems that can move in a family line. There are issues that can move in the family line. You need to confront them. I'm telling you the truth. Am I speaking to you? Am I talking to you? You check in other families, the spirit of divorce is so common. Either a husband will leave or a wife will leave. Not only you, check around. And some is to do with what? The spirit of what? Addictions. Either you find that just in the whole family, so many people are addicted. The fact you don't drink, you must not be comfortable if that spirit is in your family, because it will follow your children. So I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
It will become a bloodline gate. I don't drink. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Is this necessary? Amen. Is it necessary? All right. Someone say bloodline gate.
Bloodline gate.
Ask yourself a question right now. What things in my life? We are going to have a bloodline gate open, maybe on Monday or Tuesday. We cannot pass this without confronting it. Hear this. Hear this. Which area in my family? There are things like anger. They're in the blood. If I show you scripture, you'll be so shocked. You will be so shocked. Am I talking to you? The spirit of immorality was not handled by David. It attacked him to an extent that he killed somebody's husband to get a wife. Even when he was warned by a prophet, he just repented the killing part and still kept her. Am I talking to you? It didn't end there. His son slept with his blood sister. You're not getting it. What have I said?
Son slept with his blood sister.
His own son. He told the sister that I'm not feeling well. I'm having malaria. Can you cook for me? The sister was cooking. When the sister was coming, he raped her and ran. Not only that, his other son, Absalom, he took all the concubines of David and began to sleep with them in a tent when everybody was watching. Can you imagine where people come like this and start watching him sleeping with his biological father's concubines? What you don't confront, some of you, you are wondering why you are like that. There are things that are moving in the blood to you. And you're like, I don't know why. I just feel like I should drink. I should smoke. There is a gate. I'm not talking to you. There is a what? Say, I close the gate.
And
the way you're talking, you're not even saying it properly. Say, I close the gate.
I close the gate.
Yes. Stand at your gate. At your gate. Can you imagine the whole world right now? We're talking about sin, we're talking about rapture because of one blood of Adam. Imagine. That's how it works. If you think like, oh no, Jesus Christ came, and when Jesus Christ came, he redeemed us, then also hell could disappear. We are living in the New Testament. In fact, we are living in the book of Revelation. Yet, sin will still take people to hell. Some here.
Amen.
You know why? It's so simple. It's so simple. The reason is salvation does not. Okay, let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8 to 12.
So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was lying down. Then she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and baked the cakes. And she took the pan and placed them out before him, but he refused to eat. Then Amnon said, "Have everyone go out from me." And they all went out from him. Then Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food into the bedroom that I may eat from your hand." And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them to Amnon, her brother, in the bedroom. Now when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, "Come, lie with me, my sister." But she answered him, "No, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful thing. And I, where could I take my shame? And as for you, you would be like one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you." However, he would not heed her voice, and being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her.
You understand that? Do you understand? He didn't confront it. You get it? If it's not confronted, it will stay in your life. How did it come to you? It's not that you want it or the poverty you needed it. But it is having access because it knows its threat to say, "I move in this blood." Jesus didn't say when you are born again, then evil will disappear. He said, if you believe in his name, you will cast out evils. So if this is an evil in your bloodline, why don't you cast it out? Someone say, "I cast it out."
I cast it out.
Say that again, "I cast it out."
I cast it out.
Now check 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 21 to 22. Can you read it? What does it say?
"And Ahithophel said to Abishalom, 'Go into your father's concubines, whom he has left to keep the house, and all Israel will hear that you are abhorred by your father. Then the hands of all who are with you will be strong.' So they pitched a tent for Abishalom on the top of the house. And Abishalom went into his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel."
You understand? Can you imagine where you even get a point where you start sleeping with your father's concubines? And it comes in a word of advice. But we know it's not an advice. The enemy will package it as what? As an advice. But how is it getting into you? And his own brother of Abishalom, Amnon, slept with the Tamar. Biological sister, who does that? Who does that? Who sleeps with their own blood sister? Who does that? Who sleeps with their own father's concubines? And who kills somebody to take their wife? So you see there is a pattern that is moving in the blood. And some of you are crying right now. "I don't understand why, you know, why like this." And there are women too, who they can't just have one man. Like, "You know, I need. Oh. If we may trace it, your aunt is like that. And your grandmother destroyed many marriages before you were born. Somebody said, any bloodline.
Any bloodline.
Every bloodline problem.
Every bloodline problem.
Every gate.
Every gate.
I control you now.
I control you now.
I rebuke the enemy.
I rebuke the enemy.
At the gate.
At the gate.
So that's what happens. What did Gideon say? Gideon said, my whole generation, we are the most weakest. Are you understanding? The angel came and announced change and deliverance. And that was the beginning of Gideon's victory and deliverance. Until you are delivered. There are things happening at your gate. Somebody say, at my gate.
At my gate.
Say, from now I'm watching.
From now I'm watching.
The financial delays.
The financial delays.
The problems I'm facing.
The problems I'm facing.
When I was watching over my family, I sat down like this and I was watching. What is the common spirit in the family? When it comes to finances, I discovered there was a spirit. And this is a long time ago when I was very young. I discovered there was a spirit of loss of focus. I would see people in my family, my uncles, my aunties, they would start something and not finish it. All of a sudden, just change it. Ah. Losing interest. Am I talking to you? I said, oh, there is a problem here. There is a problem here. There is a problem here. That's why whatsoever I start, I make sure I don't lose focus until I finish it. Because it's a common spirit. If you don't pick it, these are so deep things that you may not actually know them with human wisdom. You may not pick them, but as I'm teaching you right now, you can now begin to relate, to say, ah, I think that also happens with me. All of a sudden, you're talking, and now I'm doing it. Before you know it, all that energy just starts disappearing. Am I speaking to you? Say in the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Every power of the enemy.
Every power of the enemy.
Using bloodline.
Using bloodline.
As the gate.
As the gate.
To my finances.
To my finances.
Access closed.
Access closed.
Say that again. Access closed.
Access closed.
Every bloodline.
Every bloodline.
Being used by the enemy.
Being used by the enemy.
Over my marital status.
Over my marital status.
Access closed.
Access closed.
Access closed.
Access closed.
Every bloodline.
Every bloodline.
Being used as a gate.
Being used as the
gate. Over my health.
Over my health.
Access closed.
Access closed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
It's a bloodline.
Bloodline.
Now, so here, you must watch over these gates. And we also spoke of human gates. I'm going to speak this in 5 minutes because of time. Someone say human gates.
Human gates.
What are these human gates? What are we talking about? What are we speaking? These are humans that becomes gates in the spirit. They are men or women that they become gates. I told you, right? On the bloodline, as I said, this could be bad things using the bloodline. Also good things. This is why kids of Bill Gates are not poor. You get it? So Jesus Christ, the Bible says what? He shed his blood. Why? Because he knew most of our problems are bloodline. That's why Jesus shed his blood so that we can now use his blood. Because the people who are laymen in the prophetic, who don't even understand about the blood. They only think the blood of Jesus is only for, he shed it for our sins. No. No. Scripture even says the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. So the blood of Jesus speaks. Somebody say, may the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Speak for me.
Speak for me.
Oh my God.
color.
The blood speaks. So we can actually stand at the gate and say in the name of Jesus, whatsoever is speaking in my life because of my bloodline, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. As I stand at this gate, the bloodline gate, I invoke the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for me. May the blood of Jesus speak over my calling. The blood of Jesus is talking. And so is your human blood. In the New Testament, after Jesus died, the scripture didn't say that the blood of Abel, because Jesus resurrected, then the blood of Abel stopped speaking. No! It says the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Meaning to say the human blood still speaks. There is a blood that is talking to us now. That you are black because your grandfather was black. Am I talking? So human gates. So what are human gates? These are gates. Which. There are people who stand on these gates. Either. God's what? Agents. Or. Satanic agents. In other words. There are people in life which becomes gates for you. There are certain people, the day you meet them, your whole life changes because God can use them. And there are people, when the enemy brings them to a direction, they can stop your progress. So these humans are gates. They become your entry point. There are people today who are who they are today because God used me as a gate in their lives. I'm talking to somebody, right? There are also people that God used in my life as what? Gates. Are you there? The day I met my spiritual father, Prophet Ubed Angel, that day, okay? One thing that happened there, something opened up that actually didn't open when I had not yet met him. You understanding? It just opened up. And all of a sudden, it only took 1 year. People began to know me all over the world. This man here, he was preaching here. Now, he's an international man of God. And people in America were watching you, sir. Who became his gate? It's me. So God used me so that his calling for international platform must be fulfilled. He might have the word of prophecy that you will touch the world, you will touch the nations. But all he needed was a what? A gate. So they are gates that are God's agents. God puts these people for you. When you meet these people, your life will turn around. These people can give you a contract. They can give you a business in the business world. These people are there in the spirit. And I command them to appear at your gate. These people can promote you. These people can employ you. These people... When God brings these people, you are about to go far. You know what happened with David? David, he was about to be killed. And God brought human gates. The first gate that God gave him was an employee at the White House, at the State House, who said to the king, King, with the way you are being sick, I know somebody who, when he comes here and plays instruments, you'll be fine. That man became a gate. David was employed without application. He didn't apply for the job at the State House. He found himself working at the State House. Who was a gate? Am I talking to you? May gates begin to appear for you.
I receive.
May this human gates talk on your behalf.
I receive.
May this human gates locate you.
I receive.
So I'm here.
I'm here.
There are people right now that Satan is stopping. You have no idea. You start seeing what I'm talking to you now. This month of August. There are opportunities waiting for you. There are people. So these are not as God's want. However, Satan too has got his own people who are packaged to stop you. You must be very careful because the devil, he can put up somebody in your life to stop you. I meet these people every single day. Others on social media, Bushiri this, Bushiri that, and I know how to handle them. When whatever they do, I just watch. So they are saying this. Yeah, I go in my room and I say in the name of Jesus. I stand at my gate. Whatsoever you are saying about me, it will become nothing. Gather together. Scheme your scheme. It will come to nothing. For the Lord is with me. I speak over my human gates. Let them open. After talking nonsense, what happens? I just come like this and say, we have this program. Whether I'm there or not, the place is packed. Because you can't control the gates of somebody who controls their gates. Because the whole reason why these men are fighting me is to stop people to come into my ministry. So they're trying to control the gates by becoming human gates to stop the entry. That's my entry point. I'm in control and I'm in charge. Nothing will stop my entry point. Somebody say, control my gates.
Control my gates.
I am a gatekeeper.
I am a gatekeeper.
I open my gates.
I open my gates.
For my miracles to come through.
For my miracles to come through.
For my prophecy to come to pass.
For my prophecies to come
to pass. I open my gates.
I open my gates.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Everyone standing over my gates.
Everyone standing over my gates.
To stop my prophecy.
To stop my prophecy.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
Your words will come to nothing.
Your words will come to nothing.
Your actions will come to nothing.
Your action will come to nothing.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Have you noticed what I'm teaching you?
Yes.
I'm repeating these things I've been teaching you for a month.
Yes.
And I'm not even checking notes. Because it's not a teaching. It's what I know in the prophetic and in the spirit. Hear me. And I'm not teaching them like, okay, like notes, like, okay, hallelujah. No, it's what I know. So I'm telling you what I know. Do you understand this? Imagine you've got a revival. Now, after talking about revival, then only one man appears and says, you do not going to happen tomorrow. What happened? And the whole event, what? Fails because of one human being. He has become a gate. You get it? So gates must be checked. Some of you are not supposed to be where you are. I'm telling you, in the spirit, you are very big. But in the natural, there is a what? A human gate. Imagine God speaking, take my people out of Egypt. Do you know how Moses struggled? Do you know what made him to struggle? There was a human gate known as a Pharaoh who said what? No, you will not leave. Who said they should leave? God. He was even saying, which God are you talking about? Imagine God has given you a prophecy that you go far and that you're not going far. Because there's somebody as a human get trying to stop your progress. You must be very careful. Now, I told you that in the demonic world, there are how many spirits on this that are used? Three. One is a spirit of silence or known as the mute spirit, which Jesus confronted in Mark chapter 9. When Jesus said, you dumb and mute spirit or silent spirit, I command you out. Jesus recognized the presence of a silent spirit. When this spirit comes on a human gate, what it does, it will make silent treatment. A very good example. Somebody promised you, I'll buy you a car. When the devil picked that, he sent a spirit of what? Silence. As I'm talking to you, until today, that man who promised you a car has gone what? Silent. He's no longer talking about it. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
I'll marry you. Now it's what? Silent. And you now you're complaining now because you don't know the spiritual world. We don't complain. We speak over your gates. Every silent spirit, I command you, come out.
Iris.
They will speak. The Bible says when Jesus rebuked the deaf and sent spirit, when he commanded to come out, the Bible says what? The man who was dumb began to speak. That man who said, I'll promote you, and you remain quiet, he will talk again that, I promise you promotion, right? It's a silent spirit. Am I talking to you? Say human gets.
Human gets.
Oh, we are discussing about the condo. This is a big project we are planning right now. You know, we are talking with investors. Where are we now? Where are we? They went silent, right?
Yes.
Now, let me tell you, don't blame them. Stand at your gate.
Yes.
And they say, I command you, spirit of silence, out. And then he say, speak.
Yes.
You will see.
Yes.
Conversations will start all over again.
Yes.
Say, this is my portion.
This is my portion.
I'm telling you. So, I was prophesying to one man. I said, listen, I sense the spirit of silence. Say, silent spirit.
Silent spirit.
It was actually a woman from Botswana. I said, you have a house. I said, you built a house and you're looking for tenants. She said, yes. Remember that woman? And I said to her, I said, people, they just enter the house to check it and they promise you that they will pay. And they walk out. And no one is entering the house until today. Imagine you built a house to make a business and people just enter and they come out promising they will pay and then they don't come back to you. There's a human gate. The spirit is using human beings to mess you up. Number one, spirit siren. Number two, I said there is a spirit of rejection. Rejection is also put at the human gate. This rejection, either people will reject you. If people will not reject you, what the enemy does, he makes everything you touch to start rejecting you. You open this business, the business will reject you. You start this, how? Because there'll be no customers. No one will be waiting. So you end up, people think rejection is when people hate you or they are. No. It moves everywhere. You open a church, rejection. You start this, rejection. Are you a woman of God? You're a man of God. Imagine you preach so nicely, you pray for people, you're available, you're what, but just being rejected. It's not about rejection. Why are not people coming to you? It's because in the spirit, there's a human gate you must control. Speak to your gates to open, you will see. Am I talking to you? I gave an example of one of my sons from Burundi. One time he's going to come here to testify. You will see what is happening with his ministry. His ministry even closed. And I told him, I said, there's a human gate here. The enemy is controlling us. And I said, I command your gates to open. He didn't even understand the gates. And his ministry just boomed from nothing. You know why? And he didn't understand it when I was praying for him. I just said, I command your gates to open. He didn't even know what I was talking about. I think when he's now hearing this, now he's now understands. Oh, now that's why Major One said, I command the gates. And that was in 2021. You understanding? You should get this right. Be very serious with life. So there could be rejection. What else? The last one is confusion. I'm telling you, they can actually cause confusion. Things are moving properly. You can just a confusion in marriage. A confusion. You're about to close the deal. Just a confusion. Pray. Watch over your gates because of time. Then, God's agents. They are what we call what?
Divine helpers.
Divine helpers. God can call. Calls people who will help you. These are people who appear to help you to reach out or to fulfill what you want to fulfill. Are you here right? Or you're not getting it? Are you getting it? If these divine helpers are people who God brings, they can help you. Not what's happening with the people around you. No one is willing to help you. In fact, if you tell them your problem, they will laugh at you. I imagine she was saying this. Hey, she's struggling. She's going through a lot. And these are the people who the enemy has packaged as your friends. May you be surrounded by divine helpers.
I receive.
Say, divine helpers.
Divine helpers.
Imagine, these are what I'm telling you about. David didn't even know. Someone spoke about him in the palace, and the man was employed as a director of music in the state house. No application, no nothing. Your name will be mentioned in a boardroom. Someone will suggest about you. Saruse entakapahata. Say, divine helpers.
Divine helpers.
Now, there are also what we call prophetic midwives. Who are midwives? A midwife is a person who helps a woman to deliver a child. This midwife does not appear anytime. They only appear when a woman is in labor. They appear when a woman is in pain. They are people that God poses in the spirit as midwives. These people will appear when you are about to give up. These people will appear when you are in painful moments. They show up and they help you not to give up. And they help you until what is in you comes out. I pray that at your gates, human gates, you encounter testimonies in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
All right, so we're about to pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So wherever you are, raise up your two hands in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every satanic gate.
Every satanic gate.
Every force of the enemy.
Every force of the enemy.
Influencing my gates.
Influencing my gate.
Today.
Today.
I stand in position.
I stand in position.
I am in authority.
I am in authority.
I am in control.
I am in control.
Over my gates.
Over my gates.
As a watcher.
As a watcher.
I watch.
I watch.
In the spirit.
In the spirit.
I detect.
I detect.
In the spirit.
In the spirit.
Whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
Has been moving around.
Has been moving around.
I approach you now.
I approach you now.